More than a year after the catastrophic near collapse of Wall Street, the House, on a largely partisan 223-202 vote, has approved the most sweeping overhaul of the nation's financial regulatory system since the Great Depression.
What we've done is to ensure that these so-called institutions that were considered too big to fail will be allowed to fail in the future. If they make bad bets, if they overextend themselves, if they speculate, if they make bad decisions.
La Crosse Democrat Ron Kind says those institutions could be broken up, but that the economic well-being of average citizens would be protected. Among other things, the bill creates a new federal agency dedicated to consumer protection. Kind says most financial institutions here in Wisconsin will remain under state oversight.
Those entities that have assets of less than $10 billion, which is virtually all of our community banks and credit unions back home, won't be subject to this new Consumer Financial Protection Agency.
Kind says the bill makes a distinction between those institutions and the so-called too-big-to-fail financial firms, although House Republicans, who mostly voted against the bill, claim it will fail to rid the nation of those firms. The bill will still need to be approved by the Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.